All right, team, listen up. We're diving into strategic carbohydrate depletion today. It's a proven training method for supercharging your fat oxidation and driving metabolic adaptation. But here's the catch. It creates a massive blind spot for those modern AI-powered performance monitors you're all wearing. The core issue is straightforward. When you intentionally restrict carbs, your body sends out physiological signals, shifts in heart rate variability, fluctuating glucose levels, and specific biomechanical changes that look exactly like the markers of overtraining and deep fatigue to an algorithm. And because those AI systems are hardwired to flag those exact patterns as red flags, they routinely misinterpret your planned metabolic stress as a full-blown recovery crisis. If you let them, they'll completely sabotage your carefully structured training cycles. To navigate this, we have to draw a clear line in the sand between carb depletion and carb loading. They are two completely different physiological tools. Carb loading is all about maximizing muscle glycogen stores. We're talking 10 to 12 grams per kilogram of body weight before race day, purely to fuel that final performance push. Conversely, carb depletion is deliberate restriction. We drop those carbs to lower muscle glycogen, forcing your body to adapt by ramping up fat oxidation and teaching your engine to run on alternative fuel. The research is clear on the timing here. Dropping muscle glycogen below 70 millimoles per kilogram starts to impair ATP generation. That's why depletion has to be strategically timed, never left to chance. During these low-carb windows, you will see measurable physiological shifts. Your normalized high-frequency heart rate power drops while low-frequency power climbs, significantly raising that LF-HF ratio. Those autonomic nervous system changes. They are completely normal adaptations to low glycogen. Yet, your AI dashboards will routinely read them as signs of compromised recovery or sympathetic overdrive. The technology behind these monitors is incredibly sophisticated, but let's be real, it's contextually limited. These AI models are constantly analyzing streams of biometric data, heart rate variability, resting heart rate, sleep architecture, and continuous glucose monitoring readings. The math is impressive. Support vector machines can detect HRV changes with over 90% accuracy, and machine learning classifiers can pinpoint fatigue states with 76 to 90% precision. And when we look at subject-specific models, they consistently outperform generalized algorithms, hitting roughly 68 to 69% accuracy compared to just 57 to 62% for group-based models. However, those systems still struggle with multimodal, nonlinear data that lacks explicit training context. They don't know you're in a planned depletion block. When you intentionally deplete carbs, your blood glucose may drift outside that typical 70 to 90 milligrams per deciliter range, and HRV parameters like SDNN and RMSSD will drop. The AI algorithms interpret those rapid metabolic shifts as acute stress signals, triggering false fatigue alerts that could derail your day. Add to that, continuous glucose monitors have been shown to overestimate the glycemic index of foods by roughly 30%. That creates a feedback loop that might incorrectly prompt you to grab unnecessary carbs when you shouldn't. The practical impact of these misinterpretations is substantial, and it can cost you progress if you're not paying attention. When AI monitors flag carb-depleted states as overtraining, they will often recommend immediate rest periods, reduced training intensity, or altered nutrition plans right when you need to push. That directly undermines proven protocols like the depletion double or sleep low train low methods, which rely entirely on training in a glycogen depleted state to drive specific aerobic adaptations. In fact, a 12-week longitudinal study tracking over 3,500 athlete days demonstrated that machine learning models consistently failed to differentiate between actual fatigue and planned carbohydrate restriction. Consequently, athletes risk completely derailing their training adaptations by blindly following algorithmic advice that contradicts their periodization strategy. But here's the good news. There are several evidence-based strategies we can use right now to bridge the gap between strategic nutrition and algorithmic monitoring. First, and most importantly, manual session tagging is non-negotiable. By explicitly logging carb depletion workouts in your training apps, you provide the contextual data these AI systems currently lack. It helps the algorithms learn to distinguish planned metabolic stress from unplanned fatigue. Second, integrate direct physiological markers. Capillary blood ketone measurements offer a clear biological flag that your watch can't see on its own. Ketone levels between 0.3 and 2.2 millimolar indicate intentional nutritional ketosis. That gives you objective data your AI decision trees can use to properly adjust your readiness scores. Third, lean into multimodal data fusion. It significantly improves accuracy. When you combine objective metrics like continuous glucose data with subjective measures like session rating of perceived exertion and detailed training logs, you increase state recognition accuracy by approximately 12%. Finally, personalized model calibration is essential for long-term success. Generic algorithms fail to account for individual metabolic responses. But adaptive machine learning models, calibrated to your specific carb depletion patterns, can predict carbohydrate utilization with a margin of error of just 10 to 14%. So, what's the critical takeaway here? Your AI performance monitors are not malfunctioning. They simply lack the contextual awareness to recognize intentional carbohydrate manipulation. Until machine learning models evolve to natively understand training periodization and metabolic stress protocols, you must take an active role in data interpretation. This means cross-referencing algorithmic alerts with your subjective recovery feelings, manually flagging depletion sessions, and utilizing ketone tracking to feed the AI the context it needs. By combining technological insights with informed human judgment, you can safely leverage strategic carb depletion to enhance fat oxidation and endurance adaptations without falling victim to false fatigue warnings. Ultimately, successful training in the age of AI requires using technology as a supportive tool, not an autonomous coach. Keep your data-driven guidance aligned with deliberate physiological programming, trust the process, and let's get out there and train smart.